Radio, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after Israeli airstrikes killed 7 aid workers in Gaza, President Biden spoke with Israel's prime minister and says an immediate ceasefire is essential.
President Biden was direct in his conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Israel needs to take concrete steps to address civilian harm and humanitarian suffering, or the U.S. will reconsider its policy. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side, but I won't preview what that could look like.
Kirby said it's not just announcing steps and changes. Israel has to actually follow through, saying the U.S. wants to see movement within hours or days. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Russia carried out deadly attacks in Ukraine today. It comes as NATO members gather in Brussels for the 75th commemoration of the alliance and pledged more funding for Ukraine's military. And spring and winter storms clashing in the Northeast, heavy snow in upper New England leading to more power outages across Maine and Vermont. This is ABC News. Blue check marks on X, formerly known as Twitter, may be making a comeback.
Certain X accounts that use the free version of the service have seen blue check marks appear on their accounts.
Say, oh, why do I have the blue check mark all of a sudden? And no one seemed to really be aware of this new policy.
Mashable's Matt Binder says company CEO Elon Musk has announced all accounts will get the blue checkmark for free if they have 2,500 followers, which are themselves subscribers to the platform.
It's just going to muddy the water even further.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A teacher in rural Tennessee has been named Teacher of the Year. Missy Testerman is an K-8 English as a second language teacher. She was chosen as Teacher of the Year for her commitment to inclusivity. Testerman will spend a year traveling the country as an ambassador, urging other teachers to become strong advocates for their students and educators. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Look for mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool today. Stray flurries and sprinkles are possible. High 42, winds north 10 to 15. Decreasing clouds and frost tonight, low 26. Partly cloudy to sunny and quiet tomorrow with a high of 46. Clear and chilly again tomorrow night with a low of 25 and sunny, seasonal and breezy for Saturday, high 53. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 3 miles per hour, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 43 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
For your heart, I'm running for your heart. my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire.
That was Cody Jenks with Outlaws and Mustangs. I'm Tim Thiede here, sitting in for Bo for the rest of the afternoon. And going to be here for a short time, and then we'll be bringing you some great high school baseball action later on. And I hope your day is going great. Temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is now at 43 degrees under cloudy skies at 210. And just wanted to remind you, going on tonight, the Meet the Candidates for the 3rd Congressional District Economic Equity Now of Richland County will host question and answer sessions. The first will feature Rebecca Cook, and that will be at 5:30 this evening at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And as I mentioned, we do have high school baseball action going on. It'll be Richland Center at Bosque Bell, and Philney and Hank Bray will be making the call for that game, and pregame will start at around 4:45. As a result, we will be having our evening news coming up at 4:30 this evening.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hi, I'm Steve Fuller, currently a Richland Electric Co-op director and have served since 2012. Obtaining knowledge and continuing education are of the utmost importance to me and our Richland Electric Cooperative. Safety, reliability, sustainability, and affordability are the core objectives which are very important guidelines used by Richland Electric Co-op. Solar implementing, succession planning, and the untimely COVID event were critical parts of the team delegations I participated in. I, Steve Fuller, would appreciate your vote and support on the upcoming election. The April 13th, 2024 annual meeting will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. sharp. Be sure to mark your ballots and sign your envelopes. All ballots are due by 4 o'clock p.m. April 12th, 2024. Thank you.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
100.9 WRCO. Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
There's a big old hole that goes right through the soul. This old shoe. And the water on the ground ain't got no place else it's found. So it's only got one thing left to do. Just creep on in. Creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done. Sneaking in. There's a silver moon. Came a little too soon. It shines brightly on my bed, and the shadows overhead won't let me sleep as long as it's there. Just creep on in, creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done. Sneaking in. till it's done. There's a big old hole that goes right through my soul. Oh, that ain't nothing new. So as long as you're around, I got no place else you found. There's only one thing left for you to do. You just creep on in. Creep on in. And once you have begun, don't stop until you're done sneaking in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done sneaking in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done sneaking in. Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Creeping in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Creeping in.
Gonna keep creeping on you.
Babe, you're like a sweet red bottle of wine, and like the very last drop, you got me feeling so fine.
For a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
We want to warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick. You get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised, and then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. It's a good life, long as I got you. Come on. Yeah, Mercury's been rising. Everybody's summertime. And you're shining like a diamond, looking so good, sitting right there. It's a
WRCL News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Decreasing clouds with frost tonight, low 26, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet tomorrow with a high of 46, and clear and chilly again tomorrow night with a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and it's cloudy and 43 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has worked to secure over $260 million in direct support for over 80 community-driven projects across Wisconsin in the first and second bipartisan funding packages, which were signed into law last month. Senator Baldwin, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, secured funding for various community-driven projects, which include $4.6 million to the Richland Hospital and Clinics for facilities and equipment upgrades, and $2.5 million to the City of Richland Center to extend water and sewer infrastructure to the future Richland Hospital and Clinic site. Dairyland Power will get over $2 million for electric vehicle charging stations, $1.4 million for Viola, and $500,000 for Hillsboro for infrastructure, $600,000 to the Village of Rock Springs to implement an economic recovery project, which includes transportation improvements to support a business district, $750,000 for Main Street sewer and water upgrades during reconstruction of State Trunk Highway 23 in Loganville, $1 million to improve agriculture research facilities at UW-Madison, and $2 million to establish a regional center to combat the fentanyl crisis. $2.5 million to support planning and construction of the Center for Black Excellence and Culture in Madison, providing space dedicated to Black enterprise, art, history, and performance and culture. And $1.1 million to renovate the fire and EMS station in Lancaster. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won by landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed and 120,000 Republicans voted against Trump. Wisconsin will be a decisive state in November. Biden carried the state by about 20,000 votes in 2020. Nearly 3,000 students across Wisconsin will get advanced manufacturing training for high-demand jobs with grants from the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. 17 school districts will train students for careers like robotics, 3D printing, and drones. $500,000 in grants will reimburse schools for the cost of buying and installing equipment. A man convicted of breaking into a gun store and stealing 41 guns and cash was sentenced to federal prison Wednesday. 23-year-old Mackie Drake of La Crosse will serve 6.5 years after being convicted of possession of firearms as a felon. Drake confessed to selling some of the guns. One person who bought the guns pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced later this month. Both of the other two people who took part in the robbery also received federal charges. The attorney for a worker burned in a 2022 explosion during renovation work on the University of Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium says his client has settled a lawsuit against the project's general contractor for $22 million. The Wisconsin State Journal reports attorney Daniel Rodier said Tuesday the settlement in Jeremy Rose's lawsuit against J.P. Cullen and Sons was reached before the civil trial was set to begin last month. He says Rose suffered burns over 70% of his body in April 2022 when a flame torch used by a Cullen foreman sparked the explosion under the football stadium as Rose and another worker applied a flammable material to a floor. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with the candidates for the Congressional District by hosting question and answer sessions. Economic Equity Now believes that information is key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The first question and answer session will feature Rebecca Cook this evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Rock blasting operations along the west side of Wisconsin 130 north of the river is scheduled to begin tomorrow after weather delayed the start Wednesday. The contractor is rock drilling today and anticipates the first rock blast will be tomorrow around midday. Today, there is no traffic stops, and Brace Memorial Park will remain open. Tomorrow, Brace Memorial Park will be closed around 7 in the morning, then reopened after the blast in the afternoon and remain open through the weekend. One 15-minute traffic stop on Wisconsin 130, both directions, is anticipated around midday for the first rock blast. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Department of Performing and Visual Arts, Theater, and Pioneer Players will present The Addams Family, a new musical. The show is based on the Addams Family characters created by Charles Addams. Performances will be this Friday and Saturday, Thursday, April 11th, Friday, April 12th, and Saturday, April 13th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoons, April 7th and 14th at 2. There also will be a special matinee on Wednesday, April 10th at 11. All performances will be held in the Broadbeck Concert Hall at the Center for the Arts on the UW-Platteville campus. Tickets for the production are $15 for general admission and $7 for students. For tickets and information, contact the University Box Office at 608-342-1298 or online at tickets.uwplatt.edu. Ticket prices are the same no matter how they are purchased.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham, died unexpectedly March 27th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to noon with a service at 11:45 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide military honors at noon. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died yesterday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. James Bryan Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. That storm has finally kicked on out of here, and the remnants are starting to leave as well. A few spotty sprinkles or stray flurries may fly around, but overall, we're going to stay mostly cloudy and a bit breezy. Winds have calmed quite a bit, though, gusting now at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. That's nothing compared to what we've been through. And in fact, as the system pushes even further off to the East Coast, it's going to be decreasing our clouds and temperatures will drop below freezing into the mid-20s. We'll wake up to a crisp and frosty morning, but it'll be quiet with calm winds and partly cloudy skies as highs climb into the mid-40s. We'll see a lot more sunshine to end the day, which means we'll have another chilly night again, falling back into the mid-20s. It'll be sunny and seasonal, making for a fantastic Friday. Highs will hit the mid-50s, and winds will start to get a bit breezy, though, by the evening. They stay breezy on Sunday, and clouds start to roll back in. This as it drags rain along with it. We'll see on and off showers by the afternoon, and rain increasing through the evening. This means we'll be off to a damp and dreary start to the work week, but high temperatures will hit the upper 50s. Tuesday will be under mixed skies and quite mild out there, but isolated showers are still possible, and we hit 60 degrees. We hang on to the warmth for Wednesday, likely under more clouds than sun, as scattered showers are possible by the afternoon and even a thunderstorm by night. So long story short, get outside and enjoy Friday and Saturday to its fullest, because the next system is, yes, sitting on our back doorstep. The good news about this one is that temperatures stay above freezing the entire time it's here, so we don't have to worry about any wintry mix or snow this round. Beware of rising rivers as all the snow melts and rain has fallen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 43 degrees, which is our daytime high, and a morning low of 35. Yesterday's high was 36, and we received about an inch of snow mix. A record high set back in 1929 is 77 degrees, with a record low of 10 below set back in 1886. Last year's high was 49, with a low of 40. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:31, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:37. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received a trace of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 43 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Pass this information along. The Iowa Grant versus Riverdale softball game is being played in Riverdale now, and the varsity game is underway, and the JV will follow. And then coming up shortly, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, we will be bringing you Richland Center at Boscobel Baseball. Phil Nee and Hank Bray will be making the call with the pregame coming up shortly.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With this week beginning on April 1st, we would be April Fools not to let you know that, even though the Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Cat Adoption Center remains closed to the public, you can view pictures and descriptions of many of the cats that are currently available for adoption from OMHS on Facebook. This can be done even if you do not have a Facebook account by going to facebook.com/Okooch Mountain Humane Society. In addition, you can still meet the cats currently up for adoption from OMHS in person at the adoption center, but only by appointment, by messaging on Facebook or calling 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's Behavioral Health Specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Baseball. It's our first broadcast of the year on a chilly day in southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Center Hornets open up the season against the Boscobel Bulldogs. The broadcast is coming up live from Boscobel here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, SunTracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
The Richland Center Hornets begin the campaign today on the road at Boscobel after having a game canceled against Mauston on Tuesday. Coach Ryan Lemke talked to me this week about how the Hornets have looked in practice.
We've got a lot of guys that are on the verge of being really, really good ball players. We just got to get some confidence and get some games in, and success breeds confidence. So that's what we're going to look to do here early.
You could kind of see the writing on the wall when the weather was so nice at the start of practice. You knew about the time you get playing games, it'd be a little nasty too, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's really disappointing. I think I checked the forecast on Saturday afternoon. It said Tuesday was supposed to be 50 and sunny, and I got really excited and thinking, you know, what a parallel universe are we living in where opening day is going to be nice. And then sure enough, 2 days later, I checked the forecast and 36, 37 in snow and rain. So it's part of it, though, in playing baseball in Southwest Wisconsin. You got to earn your keep with some of this stuff before you get the nice weather.
The Hornets scheduled to play Boscobel today. Their game with Platteville tomorrow has been postponed. Our pregame show continues in just a moment.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
The Hornets take on Boscobel today in area baseball. Ryan Lemke is the head coach of the Hornets
this year. Normally, you look at preseason and there's a lot of guys from a Dodgeville or Prairie. You're like, okay, we're going to be careful with him pitching, but there's not any of those guys this year. I truly think it's a five-horse race this school year or this season for the conference championship, and I think it's wide open. So we'll see. We'll see what everyone's going, but since I've been here, it's the most wide open I've seen it. So we're in a really good spot. We obviously got to play well. We got to do what we know how to do, and we got to play confident and comfortable and loose baseball. And I think if we can do those three things, I think we will be right there at the end for conference champions.
The million-dollar question is always, do you have enough pitching, though, Coach?
Yeah, that's always the million-dollar question. We've got two starters returning from last year with, like I said, Miller. He's going to be our number one, and likely McDonald is our number two. But our number three is turning out to be really nasty, and it's a really good position for us to be in. He's got a lot of off-speed pitches that really give some hitters fits, and I think we've got the people. We've got to see how our bullpen shapes up. But I think with those three guys, especially in conference games, if we, as a coaching staff, manage our pitch as well, our pitchers well, we'll be in a good spot.
Richland Center coach Ryan Lemke on the WRCO pregame show. Action is coming up next.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
On an overcast and very cool afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our first spring sports broadcast of the year. I'm Phil Mee, joined by Henry Bray for today's non-conference game between Richland Center and Boscobel. Good afternoon, Hank.
Good afternoon, Philip. How are you doing, bud?
Great. Are you surprised that we're playing
yes.
here today?
Yes.
Me too.
If you could see us right now, you would laugh.
We are holed up in Henry's SUV here, is it?
It's
smaller than that.
UTV?
ATV? One of those.
Utility vehicle?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to make it sound bigger than we are. But nonetheless, we are here. It is a very cold day, and both teams wanted to get out and play this one. And the other thing is, the field is in pretty good shape.
Yeah, pretty good shape. There's some soft spots there, and but the pitching mound, batting boxes look good to go.
Let's check the lineups here for Richland Center. Leading off, Brady Dosh in center field. Jacob McDonald, the catcher, hits second. Lane Miller, the pitcher, bats number three. Wes Bosworth at first base hits cleanup. Isaac Gauld at third will bat fifth. Cole Wassinger is playing second, followed by Logan Peterson, the DH, hitting seventh. Ethan Haiti, the left fielder, bats eighth. Avery McGlynn at shortstop and batting number nine. Darius Salazar is playing right field. Landon Hazley on the mound for Boscobel. Jaron Wiaki is the catcher. Cameron Luce at first base. Caden Strang at second. Briar Wayne, the shortstop. Wyatt Anderson at third. Tua Trum in left field. Tyler Miller in center. And Hunter Gunderson in right field. So it's good to get out here and get some games in. You've been practicing probably in the gym and outside when you can, Henry, but we're going to see probably some growing pains today, but also we'll probably see some good things.
Yeah, we'll see good things. We'll see not so good things and not so and some good things. And that's just the part of the way it is early season baseball. You know, and to be honest, the cold is not going to help. And you know, with a little bit of wind, I mean, it's blowing maybe 4 to 6 miles an hour, but it's still it makes you feel it.
Yep, and it's coming in strong. It kind of actually it'll be in the face of the batter here.
Yes, it will.
So, do you call it a pitcher's and defensive day?
I'm going to say you will. I'm going to say there can't commit errors, which you and I both know that we're going to see some today, and that's okay. It's just how do you get over them?
Uh-huh.
You know, limit them to the best that you can.
Right, that's the key thing. I was thinking this is the first game that we've done since the state championship game in Appleton last year.
What was that, June 15th?
Wasn't it?
I don't know if I hear you, Phil.
Oh, okay. There we are. So, yep, not too
So
not
we're
too
all
long,
crammed though. In here with the heater? I tell you what.
We're hurting today. I think, you know, as a fundraiser for Boscobel or even Richland Center, you might rent space in here. But I don't know where anybody's going to sit.
We put them in the back.
Oh, yeah, put them in the back. That's not any warmer than, you know, being outside, though. First batter of the ball game, and here we go. Both teams 0-0 coming in here. The lights are on at Boscobel. We hope you enjoy today's action sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. Brady Dosh is in.
Game time is 4:58.
There you go. Here's the pitch down low for a ball, and we're underway. One ball and no strikes here in Boscobel, and this is also kind of a little bit of a historic broadcast for us.
Yes.
Probably the last time we'll be on this field broadcasting a game.
Yeah, I mean, the referendum passed last year, and after school is complete, they are actually going to tear this down. It's actually kind of sad.
Swinging a piece of it by Dosh, one ball and one strike. Hazley, big tall right-hander with a pitch. This one bounced down the ground to third. Gobbled up there by Anderson, bobbles a bit, throws in time at first.
And called him out.
Yep. Bang, bang, play. There's one away. Nice play from Wyatt Anderson over to Cameron Luce. Cameron had a good dig there at the end, too.
Yes, he did.
Batter will be Jacob McDonald, the Richland Center catcher. Calls time, now stands in. Hazley looking down the barrel from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Thanks to our great managers, the Richland Center, Hayden Burke, who's going to be helping us with stats this year.
Yes.
At us.
He was a nice young man to talk to. And
absolutely. Look forward to having him on with us this year. 0-1 pitch. That one is called high.
That's a tough pitch to take.
One ball and one strike. If that were me back in 82, I'd be swinging, baby. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Rocked down the ground to left field. Knocked down by the shortstop, Wayne, but he's not going to be able to throw him out. And that is a base hit.
No, that was actually a nice play by the shortstop. It just... He got it in the gap good enough, and they got it to first base.
Yep, he scored a hit because, I don't think he had a chance to get him. He makes that clean play.
Yeah.
And McDonald at first with one away for the Hornets. Lane Miller, the pitcher, will be the batter.
He's a good-looking athlete, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. One of their strong leaders coming back this year. He'll play on the infield when he's not pitching. Throw to first, runner back in, and head first. Back to Hazley.
Some of these guys remind me of those football players playing minus 30 and they have nothing on but their jerseys.
It depends. Here's the pitch. High. One ball and no strikes.